to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have here on this broadcast each and every day. Let's Face the Issues, designed around you, our listener, the Q&A approach. We set the stage, ask the questions, open the telephone lines, and invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is just kind of a generic, if you please, blanket coverage. We're talking about 100 days and counting. Everybody on the news, everybody that's anybody on the news, talking about President Trump's 100 days, what he's done, what he's accomplished, and what he's not been able to accomplish. Much of what is being said today on the Marxist media, in every phase of the news, seems to be negative of what he's done in destroying America, that he is simply destroying all that is being done and said in our nation and trying to undermine and eviscerate our Constitution, to hear the left tell it. As far as the left is concerned, President Donald J. Trump is an illegal president and ought not to be in. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place and what the Bible says in relationship to it. In fact, in Isaiah 5:20 and 21, the Bible says, "Woe to them that call good evil, and evil good, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." If you please, what Isaiah 5:20 is saying is that we have a culture today, it applies today, a culture today where we have the left saying that what they're saying is right, what we're doing is wrong, and there's a strain between evil and good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the last of the last days that the Apostle Paul spoke of when he wrote the epistle in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2 in particular. Let me read that for our edification to set the stage. This scripture says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." We find that taking place today. There's literally a mindset of despising what is said and what is done that is good, that is honorable before the Lord. And may I say to you today, as we look at what President Trump is doing, and we need to do so. We need to thank God for him. We need to praise the Lord for, again, divinely intervening and putting President Trump as the 47th president back into the Oval Office. But just as the left had done in his first, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today that intensifying in his second term, as an attempt to try to undermine and destroy what God is wanting to do in our great nation. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made this statement: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inert word of God. John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." May I say, ladies and gentlemen, we find then in Psalms 117, verse 2, The Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And yet we have a mindset today, somehow, some way, that truth is not valuable, truth is not viable, and that somehow truth ought not to be sought. In fact, the secularist George Orwell said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that being very, very factual in society today. All over D.C., all over Washington, the mindset is whatever Trump says is a lie. Whatever we as his followers are believe in what he's doing, whatever we say, that we're also evil and wicked and ought not to be said. It's the bifurcation of what is really truth today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the elements that is needed to be recognized and a change made today is that even in our Christian churches, as former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, we find a devaluation, a lack of embracing the absolute truth. And some have that mindset that whatever I say is truth. In fact, 55%, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials today, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say this. The headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, in that article about that fact, the writer says that according to the millennials, each person determines his or her own version of truth. That's an impossibility. That is the bifurcation of the reality of truth, and you can't take a half-truth and get anything other than a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day for you, our listeners, as you tune in, is that we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, love it, live it, learn it, and be willing to stand and defend it, even to death. That is a challenge that I believe is worth trying to adhere to. In fact, John Huss that made that statement, ladies and gentlemen, even as he was being put to death by burning at the stake, he screamed, truth shall prevail. And I believe that is a fact that we need to recognize, though sometimes going through the deep waters, sometimes going through the dark valleys, we do not see the light at the end of the tunnel that truth shall prevail. But according to the Word of God, it shall, because Jesus Christ is truth. He is the epitome of truth. He is the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? Where is that? 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The campus of Tools for Time has a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, 100 days and counting. What do you feel about what President Trump has done? How do you feel? We talked about it on the broadcast just yesterday, looking at the Trump report card. How do you rate him? What do you think about his stand and what he's done to protect and preserve the constitutional remedies and rights that we have in the United States of America? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we should look at it, and it's 100 days and counting. Just because he's reached the milestone of 100 days doesn't mean that it's all over. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the Bible talks about in the last of the last days, there will be perilous times. And ladies and gentlemen, also, the scripture is very, very clear in 1 Peter 5:8. The Bible says that Satan is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. It's Satan and the satanic demons trying to destroy our nation, our Christian morals and values and biblical principles. I just believe, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to recognize that the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Democratic Party are very unhappy with what we see happening in America, with an element of America turning back to God, with an element of America seeming to have a revival spirit, with an element of America seeming to have hope that we've not had for several years. Listen, when President Trump was elected as president, what was it, November the 5th, 2024? We saw a dramatic change in the ethics and the values and the outlook for the United States of America. And as President Trump continues to drain the sewer, hear me, as the sewer is being drained, the stench grows worse and worse. I think you get the point. As the sewer is uncovered, the stench goes greater and greater, deeper and deeper, wider and wider. The left is openly attacking President Trump for what he's doing. President Trump, his attempt to shut down the anti-America, anti-Jew hate being sponsored in our schools, especially the universities and colleges. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, we find President Trump having to take a stand against universities like Columbia University, Harvard University. I'm looking at the headline. I'll discuss this, and then we'll open our telephone lines. It says, Trump says Harvard's tax-exempt status will be revoked. President's social media post isn't a formal directive to the Ivy League school, administration official says. President Trump ramped up his fight with Harvard University, threatening to revoke the Ivy League school's tax-exempt status as a result of what they're doing in the university. He says, we're going to be taking away Harvard's tax-exempt status. It's because they deserve it. It goes on to say in the article, the president's comments come after Harvard filed a lawsuit last month against President Trump's administration, setting up a legal showdown between America's most prominent university and the White House. The suit argues that the government has violated its university's constitutional rights by freezing billions of dollars of federal funding and imperiling its academic independence. Trump has targeted Harvard and other top universities, pausing or freezing billions of dollars in federal grants and contracts. A new government task force says it is investigating the schools that the administration deems to have failed to adequately protect Jewish students during the pro-Palestinian protests and disruptive campuses. The administration is also seeking to exert greater control over Harvard and other schools as part of its mission to eradicate the DEI policies, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear your thoughts today. What is Trump doing? What are your thoughts on it? What do we see from a central Biblicist viewpoint, a conservative Biblicist viewpoint? What do we see is taking place? Do we see the hand of God? What is God doing? What is it that God is saying to us as a nation as we witness the president trying to eradicate the socialist, Marxist, communist carrying on in our every aspect of government, trying to remove the DEI, trying to remove the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our colleges and universities and schools. And as we see the Jew hate, as it is called, the anti-Semitic mindset on the campuses of our colleges and universities, and President Trump trying to eradicate that, how do you feel about that? Should he do that? What should we do as Christians? I go back to Ezekiel 33:10, where Ezekiel said, how should we then live? What we see taking place with the 100 days and counting, how should we then live? I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comments, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Hope you're doing well. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, look here, I give him an A+. He has done more to try to save this country than Obama and Biden tried to do. I mean, he is working. We got our borders secure now. He has done more for the country than any president I know, except for Reagan. But he overranks Reagan, in my opinion. He has done more to try to secure our rights, our liberties. I give him an A+.
That's good. A++. I agree with that completely. It is a difficult thing to see some that are saying that he is destroying the nation. In fact, I looked at an article just yesterday that some of the left-wing socialist Marxist media are saying that he is undermining our Constitution and destroying our constitutional liberties. And the reverse of that is true. So, Kenneth, let me ask you a question. One of the things that we'll talk about today, and I'll cut through the chase today, President Trump has said they need to reopen Alcatraz, to rehab it, remodel it, and put the prisoners there. What are your thoughts about Alcatraz?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm behind them 100%. Like you said, I'm less than 100 years old, but yes. And I can't see how these little peon judges can overrule the President of the United States.
Perhaps you already know this, Kenneth, but there's been over 200 suits and over 100 injunctions, and yet the Supreme Court's not entering into the fray and doing anything. Several constitutional attorneys, several constitutional professors are saying that what is taking place is illegal, unconstitutional, and ought not to be done, but yet the Supreme Court's not stepping in. In your opinion, Kenneth, why is it that the Chief Judge of the U.S. Supreme Court is silent? Why is the Supreme Court is not jumping into the fray and resolving it?
Because they got backing. They got backing from George Soros, I believe, and all the elites that want to see America fall down. And Satan is behind. They are Satan's nymph. Did I say it like that?
Kenneth, you're exactly right. There's a mindset with the left that, and you've heard me say it before, they're willing to see America burn down if they can rule over the ashes. In fact, I'm saddened to see, and I've never seen it before in my lifetime, and as I've said many times, I'm still under 100, but the Democrats have admitted that they meet weekly with dozens, I believe 70, 75 of the Democrats and the attorneys generals from several of the states planning on what next they can do to file suit against Trump. They're trying to hobble him and prevent him from carrying out the task that I believe God has placed him in office for. So as a result of what we're seeing, without getting into further depth at this point, how should Christians respond? What should we do? Should we simply say, well, there's nothing we can do? The courts have... In fact, I am surprised, Kenneth, at the number of Christians that will say, well, the judge said so-and-so, or the court said this, so therefore Trump needs to just lay off, stop, because the courts have already ruled against him. How should we respond to that?
You better get our marching shoes on. Can I say it like that? And fight against this crap, because they don't care as long as their pockets are fat. We need to get our marching shoes on and start protesting.
I think it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be verbal, vocal, and victorious in the end. I don't believe God ever ordained the Christian to be silent in the face of the enemy. Yes, I understand we're dealing with a demonic issue. Yes, I understand and realize that biblically it is Satan and his demons that's bringing this about. But Christians ought not to be silent. We ought not to sit down. We need to be salt and light. I think one of the major problems we're facing today is because as Christians, we've not been salt and light. 50, 60, 70 years, Christians have been silent because they've been told the way you stay in your church, you stay in your little pulpit, you stay in the house of God, and don't get out on the streets, don't get into public venues. In fact, I've got article after article after article before me today where people are being chided and challenged if they go before school boards or go before city councils and they pray and they say anything about Scripture, they're being tossed out, shut down, microphones turned off, etc. Yeah. With the mindset that somehow, some way, that as Christians, we're second-class citizens. What say you?
I feel what you're saying, Dr. Youngblood. That is so true. That is so true. And I'm glad we got a president with a spine that stand up for Christians.
Absolutely. We have a lot to be thankful for today. There's a lot of darkness before us. I believe we're going to face tremendous battles before us from a demonic, satanic standpoint being fought out in the hearts and lives of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party that's totally opposed to anything that would be called biblical Christianity or anything that would be called morals, ethics, and values based on the authority of the Scripture. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. We need to keep praying. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I just want to add some things, and I do appreciate Trump considering opening up Alcatraz, and I think they need to send some of those guys over there that we're going to deport, supposedly, and put them to work to refurbish that thing and make them sort of do something to earn their own living. But also, I want to make a comment on our numbers situation. 100 days now it had been in there. 100 is associated with God's election of grace. 47th president, that is a transition number. 50 is the Holy Spirit. 47 from 50 is 3. 3 is a Trinity and a resurrection. And if you stop and you think about this, 42 is associated with Israel's oppression and the Lord's coming. You take 42 from 47, and that's 5. 5 is associated with grace. If God is not extending grace to us now and hoping that we will repent and get back to Him, there's no greater example that we can see than these few days that Trump's already been in office. What do you say on that?
Well, what I simply say, and I like to, cut through the minutiae. I like to just get to the bottom line. We are in a day and era. We're still in the church age, the day of grace. And every morning that we wake up, every evening that we place our head on the bed, we can say, thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness to us today. And we need to recognize that that day of grace, those moments that we have right now to do that which is right morally, ethically, and biblically in our nation, and continue to pray for President Trump that God will continue to give him the spine, the backbone, the tenacity, the wisdom, the ability to do what he's doing. We need to say thank you, thank you, thank you for that little sliver of grace each and every day. Absolutely, your own target. We're living in that age of grace. But one day that grace is going to be shut down and shut off. Let me ask you a very simple question that may or may not be in your line of thinking. As we see what is taking place with President Trump and what is being attempted, is it possible, in your opinion, and I believe I know your answer, but I want our listeners to hear, is it possible that God is allowing these torrential enemies to come against us, that it is refining us as a nation, that we'll turn back to God, that we'll look to God, that we'll honor Him and ask Him to divinely intervene? Is that possible?
Yes, it is, because He did the same thing with His people Israel. He put them through a bunch of stuff before He brought the judgment down on those that were persecuting Him. And I think God's hammer is fixing to fall on those that are oppressing Christian people today.
Absolutely. I believe that absolutely is the fact of it, of what is taking place. So as a result of that, I believe that 2 Chronicles 7:14 applies. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. There's a lot of prerequisites in that verse before God's going to heal our land. We've got to recognize sin, turn from the sin, and ask Him, God, to come in and heal our land. And it, without that, we're hopeless. We're helpless. It's not just the man. In fact, the Scripture is very, very clear as we look at the Scripture that we can't place our faith and confidence and trust in man. In fact, in the Scripture in Psalms 146 and verse 3, the Scripture says, put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. So I think Christians, conservatives and Christians and patriots alike, even though we are thankful for Trump, we can't place our faith and trust in Him. It must be in God. In fact, Harper, I've got an article someplace in my stacks that I just tried to recall some of the thoughts in it. But in the UK today, there's a major transition taking place where youth is, as they put it, the young adults, 18, 20, 25, 30 years, out on the street corners, passing out Bibles, praying, giving the plan of salvation, asking people to come to Christ, when that has not been the case for some 25 years in that part of the world. And there's a major change. And I think that change is coming about as a result of the repression of Christians, the Christian faith, and the biblical truth for so long in that part of the world, that now there's a recognition that we need to turn back to God. I'm praying that'll be the case for America. Davis, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We've just got kind of a generic subject today, but it's under the subject banner that we're talking about a number of things. We're talking about today 100 days and counting. What do you see on the horizon? What do you think Trump ought to do next? In fact, with about 200 lawsuits, with a little over 100 injunctions against him, with the attempt to try to literally hamper him, chain his ankles to the chairs, and handcuff him to prevent him from doing what I believe God has called him to do. I believe we need to recognize God's hand in it. There's a mindset today, even with those good things that Trump is being able to accomplish, there's a mindset today that we do not need God. I'm looking at a headline. City adopts unwritten policy. Pro-life voices are not welcome in public spaces. Officials in an Illinois town have been accused of adopting an unwritten policy. Pro-life voices are not welcome in public spaces. And they'll face a court judgment for their unconstitutional viewpoint. Discrimination, according to American Center for Law and Justice. The lawsuit against Illinois alleges the city has gone into unconstitutional territory by censoring resident speech in their signs. Listen, it is saying literally, it says, we are arguing the city ordinance unconstitutional, vaguely or arbitrarily enforced, who still the city is applying the law in discriminatory fashion to silence religious and pro-life speech, according to the ACLJ. The individuals bringing the charge, they outright denied the ability to even apply the permit that the ordinance specifically allows for nonprofits like us. In other words, the city said, you can't have free speech unless you apply for a permit, and we're not going to issue the permit. That shows, ladies and gentlemen, the more we see President Trump trying to open the avenues and the venues so that there can be free speech and constitutional liberties, the more we're seeing the left trying to tear down and destroy. I believe Jack is on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Well, what I wanted to say, the Democrats, that's the left is there, what they want is anything that's senseless, stupid, and ungodly, that's what they want.
That's kind of a good summary, Jack.
if we could get rid of them and deport them along with the aliens, we'd be a much better off country.
I believe that you've hit the target on the head. When we look at what you're saying, we have to identify who's the real terrorist, who's the real enemy, who's the real group that's trying to tear down and destroy America. We talk about the aliens and invaders that's coming in. We talk about Islamic jihadists that are coming in left and right trying to tear down and destroy. But literally, we're being literally ripped apart from within. The destruction is coming from within, not necessarily from the borders as they had been, but Trump has shut that down. In fact, the borders are more sealed today than they have been in the history of America, according to the historians that are recording that. But we need to recognize that we're dealing with a real enemy, and that real enemy, we look at it as the left, and they are. We look at it as human beings, and they are. But it's Satan himself working through the demons that's bringing about the attempt to tear down and destroy the United States of America. Jack, you're exactly right. It deserves our constant prayer, asking God to divinely intervene and give mercy and grace each and every day as we serve him. Jack, thank you for your call. We need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that we have this privilege to come to you today, and we invite you. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news break, we invite you to call, join in the dialogue and discussion today as we talk about 100 days and counting.
Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYA.